Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Grab Bag!
How about this? It's a new time for Grab Bag. Normally 1:30 on Jones and Keith, WEEI, but Tom E. Kern is going to join us at 1:30. He's normally at high noon, so we're just sort of readjusting a few things.
Yeah, a lot of shuffling going on.
Oh, also of note, tomorrow, 12:15, Robert Ory is going to join us in the program.
Oh, yeah, we should have mentioned that. Shame on me. Robert Ory, friend of the show.
Yep.
He was on last time ripping Danny Ainge to shreds.
Yeah,
it was really good. So we'll talk to Robert Ory tomorrow, get some thoughts on the Celtics offseason as we're live tomorrow at Fenway Park.
Very good. All right, Red Sox are in action tonight. Tough one last night. Richard Fitz didn't have it there in the first inning.
No.
Gave up a couple of long balls, two, three long balls. They lost the game by one run, another one-run loss for the Red Sox, but they're right back at it tonight. Brian Bayo on the mound trying to dig their way out of being four games under 500. They come into this one 29-23. It'll be Bayo versus Yusei Kikuchi, who is only 1-5 on the year, but has a 3.06 ERA.
Nice. What would get you to buy back in? Because we were both famously very much on board with the Red Sox coming into the season, me more so than you. We both had them in the playoffs. I had them in the World Series.
Yeah, a little strong.
For God's sakes.
A little much.
So maybe not to that degree, but what would get you to buy back in? Because neither of us fell for 2 out of 3 against Atlanta this weekend. Neither of us were like season back on. They saved their season. None of that. What would get you to buy back in?
All right, so
seven.
They got to win seven straight games.
Seven game win streak?
No. You got to win these two against LA.
Okay.
The next two. You got to take 2 out of 3 in New York.
Yeah.
You got to take 2 out of 3 home against Tampa.
Okay.
Take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. You got to win these next like 3 series. You're 4 games. Even if you do that, you're probably only, what, a couple games over 500?
I mean, if that. Yeah, so, you'd win 8 out of 12, you'd be 500.
So get to 500 or above is ASAP and call up Roman Anthony, then I would be in.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's both those things.
500, and that's not even enough. They have to call up Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not bad. I'd start with 500, and then I'll start looking at them again. If they're just winning a random series here and there, and they're 3 and 4 games under 500, I'm not buying back in.
All right. That's fine.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
All right, we are the official uniform show. Of all shows, nobody talks more uniforms than us, which, again, is why what pains me that I don't have my City Connect from the Red Sox.
We're the fashion police.
Yeah. Not to spoil today's video of me checking the mailroom.
Oh, no, I just saw it.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a jersey right now, so you know how that's going. However,
did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, fashion police.
Wow!
How about this?
How about that?
A snappy open.
Oh,
the Orlando
nice.
Magic have released their new uniforms for the upcoming season. The Orlando Magic are going to be wearing, it looks like, 3 different jerseys, and there's a white pinstripe, There is a blue pinstripe, and then there's a black one, which I want to talk to you about, where there is lines. So it starts out solid blue, then there are lines, like gray lines, and it says Magic, and then the bottom half is pinstriped. That one to me is probably going to be the most polarizing.
Oh, I like that one. So the middle
I like that one,
the
least.
I don't know if we can if these
yeah,
are going to be up on,
these bad
on
boys.
Twitch
put
or
these
not. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I like that middle one. And so, yeah, how do you even describe it? It's like half black with pinstripes.
Yeah.
Says Magic slashed across the chest, and then it's blue above that. The other two look familiar. These are minor tweaks. The other two, the white and the blue ones with the pinstripes, one says Magic. The road one says Orlando. I like the one in the middle. The problem is with these basketball jerseys, Keith.
Yeah.
The shorts can really screw it all up. Terp has it up there now.
The shorts could be a game changer for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so if they try to do something similar on the shorts, that they might look terrible. But just as a jersey,
yeah,
I like these. Uniform police grade, what are we, 1 to 100?
One to 100,
is that,
obviously.
Is that what it goes? 0 to 100, I
yeah.
guess?
78.
Yeah, I might be lower on them than you, but I like specifically
72?
The middle. Yeah, 72 is exactly what I was thinking.
72.
Yeah.
They're wearing 25, I think, in honor of the year, but all I can see is Nick Anderson. That guy would stick it from the outside.
Well,
until he had the yips at the free throw
yeah,
line.
Yeah, right, from the outside. You had that right. Then you get to the free throw line, and then it doesn't work out.
It's a mental game as much as it is physical.
Oh, for sure.
I like the white one. Also, they do have the best sponsor. Like, everybody, they have to wear the sponsors now. There you got a Disney sponsor.
Disney and Nike / yeah. Jordan.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So, not bad. So, anyway, there's your uniform minute there.
This grab bag.
Yankees closer Luke Weaver is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks due to a hamstring injury.
Oh, so you're saying the door's open for the Red Sox to get back in the division? The
door's wide open.
Nice.
It's going to be blown saves. Blown saves are good to go. Some would argue not long enough.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping for more of a tale there. Yeah. Is that one? We've never heard that before, right?
No, we have.
That's not a new one?
No, we got it. We did get some new ones.
Well, I guess very old.
That's not one of the new
okay.
ones.
Okay, interesting.
We did get some
I
new
like
ones.
That.
That super old one that we played was new.
Oh, the,
I floated you some other guy, new metal ones. Nick, those aren't in, are they?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow.
I
Stay
like,
tuned.
No, the one we did play going into break, I go, that's from Guys and Dolls. And you guys are like,
me and Nick,
you're
right,
like, what? It's from Guys and Dolls.
I don't know. People
I was sitting there with Shazam open at 8:15 this morning, rolling them in.
He's like, I don't know what this is.
You guys don't know the floating crap game? Come on.
No. David Andrews officially retired yesterday. They held a press conference for him. Looks like $1 million. A lot of these, you know, football players, especially the linemen, sort of the big fellas, they kind of go one of two ways.
Yeah.
You either add significantly more weight
or,
and you're like that lady, sadly, on the plane. No, I'm not. I'm just painting the picture.
You're Mr. Piggy.
Or you go the other way.
Yes.
And you go real thin.
David Andrews, he's dropped some weight for sure. Yeah.
David Andrews, Patriots Hall of Famer?
Probably.
Someday?
Probably.
Yeah. I think so. Like, there's a lot of guys in line ahead of him.
How many Super Bowls? Only two, right?
Was it two or three? Oh, no, maybe it was just two.
I think he was
16
two.
And 18, yeah.
So, like, this is where this gets tricky. Logan Mankin's much more likely. I mean, I know he was a finalist this year for Patriots Hall of Fame. Logan Mankin's much more of a Pro Football Hall of Famer than David Andrews. David Andrews might have a better shot even than Logan Mankin's at the team Hall of Fame. Maybe.
Because of the.
Yeah, I mean, he's part of winning teams. Mankin's didn't win squat.
Yeah.
So, but there are a lot of guys.
In dolls. I almost got that out.
There's a lot of guys in a similar boat to David Andrews, like offensive linemen who won two or even three Super Bowls. But, yeah, I'd say he's on the cusp. He's certainly in the mix for it. I guess now that we're talking about, probably lean no. Think of all the old linemen who got to get in.
I know. There are ones above him. But it also feels like a guy that would be in a team Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like just the way his career was.
He was an emotional guy yesterday.
Yeah.
He wanted to keep playing. He didn't want to play anywhere else.
I get it.
That you don't know what you got till it's gone. You'd be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
The Steelers reportedly not likely to trade for Jonnu Smith. There was like a random story yesterday about how they're super interested in Jonnu Smith.
I love this. They brought in Gabe Davis today.
Yeah, Gabe Davis today.
So Gabe Davis came in. They were interested in Jonnu Smith, who Arthur Smith is the play caller there. He had Jonnu in Atlanta, I think, for a stretch, right?
He had Jonnu with the Titans.
Oh, and the Titans.
Remember when
right.
he was really good before he came here?
So, right, when he was head coach in Atlanta, he had him, but also, you're right, in Tennessee as a coordinator. But I love that Pittsburgh's like, geez, we could really use another receiver. You just traded George Pickens.
I don't understand that. Why not have them
both? It's amazing. It's like, boy, we could really use another pass catcher. Oh, you think? You could. I bet you could.
Ridiculous.
I would have held on to George Pickens.
Yeah, me too. I would have played the two of them together. I don't really understand why they had to make room for the other. It's very, very strange to me.
No way. That's great.
We landed on the
grab bag.
Let's take a call in the grab bag, Jones. Oh. Let's go to high-pitched Jeff in Taunton.
Hello, high-pitched Jeff. You're in the grab bag.
What's up, boys? Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey, so it's going well. So the stint that the Woosox did last night, do you think they were doing it because they were afraid you guys were going to kidnap them?
Oh, so you're talking about the social media video? Okay.
Yeah, so let's talk about this for a second. Thank you, high-pitched Jeff. They did it. They were talking about this on the morning show a lot.
Yeah, I had not seen the video at that point in time, so I was confused driving. I've seen it since.
All right, so the Woo Sox made a video when they were on the road about how popular Roman Anthony is, and they have to hide him in like a, what is that, like the laundry bin or whatever?
Yeah, laundry cart.
And so he goes out past a dozen fans waiting for an autograph, and then they stuff him. Okay. Dozen might be strong.
A lot of paid actors.
So the tweet, which is still up from a couple days ago, says, getting on the bus, Roman's version. Again, a Taylor Swift joke, I guess.
Taylor homage, yeah.
And then they have three crying face emojis to let you know just how funny it really is.
Yeah.
But then the backlash has been like, Roman Anthony hates the fans. And you're like, no, he doesn't. He just said yes to these guys that make their Twitter videos. But high-pitched Jeff is saying, he's like, were you guys going to go down and steal Roman Anthony?
Are they hiding him in a laundry cart so we can't go steal him and bring him to Boston?
That would make more sense.
Honestly, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want Woo Sox, you want a free social media idea, that's a better one than this one.
Now, that was up in the air, but tomorrow we're going to be at Fenway Park.
We are.
Tomorrow we are going to be at Fenway.
We are at Fenway, not in Worcester tomorrow.
But maybe after the show, we go get Roman Anthony and
short
bring him to the
short
ballpark
show.
Tomorrow.
Maybe we go straight there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Al Horford.
Oh,
Al Horford.
Big Al.
39 years young for Al Horford.
I guess I knew he was younger than me, but I was still surprised when I saw the age. I'm like,
Yeah.
I feel like he's older than me, but we're older than him.
Yeah, that is strange.
Right? Like, I guess I knew that in my brain, but to then see his age, I'm like, oh, yeah, right.
Because he won a title when we were in college.
I might have even.
For both of them.
What
well, yeah, you Northeastern, you guys go for like 7 years.
You go for like a decade. Yeah. What year did they win?
Did they win 06, 07?
Okay,
or 05, 06?
So I was in college, but towards the end of college,
Or 04, 05, 06, 07, somewhere in there.
39, though.
39 years young. Does he ever play another game for the Celtics?
No. Well, I mean, I don't know. Does he do like the, you said play a game, not retire as a Celtic. No, I don't think so.
Play a game for the Celtics.
Yeah, no, he sounded like a guy who's absolutely done here.
Yeah, I think there was a chance that if Tatum was back, he might run it back.
Me too.
But like now it's like, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, no, he's done.
I name is
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
He's waiting for Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I was like, you guys get Gabe Davis yet? Yeah. Call me when you get Gabe Davis.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears.
Grab back.
All right, let's take a look at the top Major League Baseball performers from last night, shall we, Jones?
Yes, we shall.
Was it Kerry Carpenter?
Oh, he had a big game.
3-for-5 with 3 dongs.
That's right out of the chute. That's tough to beat.
5 RBI as well. What about Hunter Goodman? 3-for-5, 2 home runs, three RBI, three runs scored.
Yeah, now he's a Rocky, but the game was not in Colorado. So, okay, those are real home runs.
True. And they did win. A rare win for the Rockies.
Very rare for
the Rockies. You got to consider that. Was it Joe Adell? 2-for-4, 2 solo dongs. Was it Logan Webb? 8 shutout innings with 7 Ks.
They did lose.
Or was it Paul Blackburn? 5 scoreless, 3 Ks?
The hell?
It was a light night. I think it was a light night.
Kerry Carpenter.
Three Carpenter.
Who's got him? Oh. We forgot to update the
dong standings?
Yeah, we forgot to update those. Kerry Carpenter. No, not owned. Yeah, you doing it right now?
Terp's very far in first.
No, no.
Is Terp way out
No, I think I'm making a comeback.
I am not.
I check it every couple of days.
My team stinks.
I check it every couple of days when someone hits a home run on my
squad. Redraft. We need a redraft.
Redraft. I'll take Kerry Carpenter, though. 3 home run game. Hang on, I got you.
I don't know what all the abbreviations are, but Terp's in first. Jones is in second. Lanny's in third.
Hang on. Terp's got 64. I got 55. Lanny's got 48. That's got to be Nick at 41.
Yeah, it is.
And then Keefe all the way down, almost halfway to first place, 30 home runs.
Are all my guys hurt? What happened to these guys?
Kyle Tucker got hurt the other day. I think
Alvarez
he's back.
Still on the IL.
Yeah.
Tatis is really streaky.
The juniors. Vlad Guerrero, Fernando Tatis Jr., Bobby Witt Jr. These guys are doing nothing for me.
Rather Be Golfing says, idiots didn't even draft James Wood. All right, fine. We didn't draft James Wood. What do you want from us? We didn't draft Kerry Carpenter either.
Can't do everything.
Yeah, didn't even draft Trout.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
No, didn't draft Willier or Abreu. Nope. I'd be better off with him than most of the guys on my team.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
What do you think of this text? High-pitched Jeff, not very high-pitched.
He was lower pitch.
Did you get that sense?
He doesn't call. Does he call Greg all the time? He doesn't call us super often. He's called before.
Yeah, we've talked to him.
But yeah, I was
not enough for the nickname. Maybe.
I was expecting higher pitch, but maybe that's like as the day goes on.
He's trying to lower his voice.
Well, maybe just the voice gets a little low. Maybe when you first wake up.
Allergies?
Could be. Yeah.
Late night?
Maybe. Well, I would never rule that out. Yeah.
All right, guys. We have a former Angel who also played for the Royals, Blue Jays, Mariners, Twins, A's, and Yankees.
Royals, Blue Jays, Mariners, Twins, A's, Yankees, and of course the Angels, okay?
Of course the Angels. 13 years in the bigs.
Okay.
He was never an all-star.
Oh, boy.
But he was well-liked. No, he was 5th in the MVP season.
It's real nice.
18th another. Has one silver slugger. He was a first base DH.
Okay. First base DH. Come on.
He had 1-2.
Wait, he didn't play for the Red Sox?
He did not.
Not Casey Kochman.
Not Casey Kochman. He had 2 100 RBI seasons.
Oh.
6 career stolen bases. 213 career home runs.
Okay.
And a 780 career OPS.
What years was he with the Angels?
He was with the Angels from 06 to 12.
I keep wanting to say like Mark Trumbo.
So he, good guess, no.
What were the teams again? Quick rundown.
Angels, Royals, Blue Jays, Mariners, Twins, A's, Yankees. Most games played for the Angels, where he started his career in 06. His last game played was 2019.
Man.
So he's a somewhat recent retiree.
What year is he with the Yankees?
Looks like his last year, 2019.
Ugh.
Didn't play a full season, though.
Okay.
But did hit one career bomb.
6 career stolen bases, you said?
6 career swipes.
He's not a big threat over there.
In 09, he finished 5th in the MVP with 34 Long Johnsons, 108 RBI, hit .306 with a .924 OPS.
I'm breaking and looking.
I think never as good.
I think the Twitch chat has it. I remember
Twitch
this player.
Definitely has it.
Kendrys Morales.
He got it. The Red
Sox win. Wouldn't have got that, but he did have a real nice. What did he do? He like celebrated at home plate and tore his ACL or something like that?
He missed the entire 2011 season
for
celebration.
I remember. I never would have got that, but I remember that.
Like one of the Flying Chromatica brothers. That's what happened. Dude, what a weird year. So in 05, I don't know, what year was this? 09, Joe Mauer was the MVP, followed by Mark Teixeira, Derek Jeter, who were teammates, then Miguel Cabrera, Kendrys Morales, and Kevin Youkilis.
Yeah.
Was the top 6.
No, there was a stretch where, Youkilis was in those MVP mixes, like Morneau, Mauer, who else
was
in
there? It was back-to-back years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Euclid's finished third and sixth.
Yeah.
Which is way higher than Rafael Devers has ever finished.
Well,
it's true.
Euke actually would move positions and
Euke
pick up
multiple
a glove
spots.
Actually help his team.
They
that's probably
really
why
he walks.
Yeah.
Did they stick Euclid in the outfield at one point?
Yeah, that
yeah,
sounds
he
right.
He was horrible
played,
at it.
He played some left field. That must have been a Bobby Valentine experiment. That feels like a Bobby Valentine
year. He played
year.
Third. He played first. He played left field. He played two games at second base.
What year was he in left field? Was it 12? That was the Valentine year, right?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must have been where he was out there.
Looks like 09 a little bit.
Okay.
06 a little bit.
All right.
The guy just wanted to play. Just wanted to be a major leaguer.
Kendrys Morales, though. He'd swatch you one. And then he might be careful crossing home plate. He'll swatch you one.
Yeah, he would.
Not going to steal you a bag.
He'd hurt himself real bad.
Okay, that's the random ball player of the day.
Congratulations to Kendrys Morales.
Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Did you see Trout moved up the Angels' all-time hit list last night? Did you see that graphic?
No, I missed that.
He's closing in on Garrett Anderson, all-time Angels hit leader. He passed.
Tim Salmon.
Who a lot of people suggest very, very underrated ball player.
A lot of people suggest the greatest player never to be an all-star.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
If you ask 10-year-old Jones if Tim Salmon made an all-star, I'd be like, yeah, he was on like five all-star teams.
Of course he was.
Never made an all-star team?
No.
Huh.
He and Kendrys Morales.
Yeah, same Spider-Man meme. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, no, it's not time for grab bag. We just completed it. Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday. Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.